Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Gunmen armed with AK-47 rifles have abducted 32 people from a train station in Nigeria's South Edo State Monday morning. The attack in Africa's most populous country has the government reporting one of those kidnapped has already escaped and some were shot at the train station and gave no other details. A presidential election will take place in February. As democracy played out in Washington, D.C., California Representative Kevin McCarthy finally worked his way into the House Speaker role Friday night into Saturday morning.
With love for this country and charity for each other, let us now take our oath and be worthy of the office on which we are about to enter. God bless everybody in this chamber, and God bless America.
The House will begin debate Monday on the rules package, including a resolution establishing a House Select Committee on the weaponization of the federal government. Tonight's college football national championship game has the NCAA kicking tailgaters to the curb.
SoFi Stadium has made it clear that tailgating will not be allowed in any of the parking lots around the stadium ahead of the Georgia-TCU matchup. That decision not sitting well with Georgia fans.
This is part of the game day experience. What's a great memory?
However, California, Los Angeles, and even stadium officials say they're not to blame. It's actually the college football playoffs that have banned tailgating, just like they did last year in Indianapolis and in prior years in Miami and New Orleans. I'm John Schaefer.
A strike by nurses at two city hospitals in New York was averted Sunday when their union reached a tentative new contract. The New York State Nurses Association settled its contract disputes with Mount Sinai West and Mount Sinai Morningside, agreeing to pay wage increases of more than 19% over 3 years. This is USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
After the federal government demanded Arizona remove shipping containers at the border claiming its environmental impact, Department of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas is asking illegal immigrants to please use the ports of entry to get into America.
What we're trying to have them do is incentivize them to come to the ports of entry instead of in between the ports of entry.
That's Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas yesterday aboard Air Force One on the way to El Paso, where President Biden visited the border. Last week, the Biden White House announced new policies that would allow up to 30,000 migrants a month to be processed from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela, alongside plans to expel more quickly to Mexico migrants from those same four countries who break U.S. immigration laws. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
As drought-stricken California is filling up their water reservoirs, the water keeps coming. Atmospheric rivers hit the West Coast Monday, with Gavin Newsom warning officials, expect to see the worst of it still in front of us, end quote. The Golden State Democrat governor says he's all but secured disaster money from the federal government.
We will be reaching out formally under the Stafford Act, requesting of the White House approval through FEMA Region 9 of an emergency declaration to get the full support of the federal government in our efforts. We have all the confidence that we'll receive based upon the conversations.
Monday, January 9th is officially National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. This is USA News. I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you, and we've got Adam Angieski, founder of OpenTheBooks.com. We're going to take a look at all the great things that Open the Books did this past year as we review the hits, okay, because they just keep on coming, right, Adam?
Well, it's a target-rich environment, Bill. Thank you very much for having me on.
Well, this is critical. I mean, you know, all the time we have to remind people of what's going on and all the great work that you're doing on behalf of American citizens and taxpayers. And going back, you know, one of the biggies, of course, was you making everybody aware of how, you know, Dr. Fauci profited during the pandemic. Tell us about this.
Yeah, we found, 2022 was a huge year at OpenTheBooks.com, giving oversight to Dr. Anthony Fauci's family finances. What we realized, Bill, is that they're buried deeper than the presidential safe place. Mm. We had to file four federal lawsuits. All four were successful, and we got, by and large, the production during the calendar year 2022. But it kicked off, if you remember, in January of this year, with Roger Marshall, the U.S. Senator from Kansas, grilling Fauci on his finances, citing Forbes, which was my then column at Forbes, in a U.S. Senate hearing. And it turned out, under the pressure, Fauci folded. You can't be America's top doctor if you're melting down on national television at the end of that contentious hearing where Fauci misled Congress, misled the American people. He said that my finances are quote-unquote public knowledge and have been for the last 55 years. It wasn't true. We were suing for a year ahead of that. NIH admitted to holding 1,200 pages of Fauci's ethics and financial disclosures. Finally, with Marshall's help, we were able to get those and hold them to account. But Fauci, if you remember, he melts down on national television. On the open mic, he calls Marshall a moron. This was Fauci's code red moment, and at OpenTheBooks.com, we had a big stake in that moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And the thing that's amazing is that as revealing as that was, what was the penalty for Anthony Fauci?
Well, there was no penalty. He even goes back to, you know, the national press gave him a lot of cover for that statement. I put up a column at Forbes saying that, no, Fauci's finances are not transparent. I detailed out our 12-month battle to open the books on the Fauci finances, and that was one of the last columns I ever wrote at Forbes.
Yeah,
they canceled my column.
Yeah, I was going to say, obviously, you touched a nerve, and Dr. Fauci and all his acolytes and the cabal of the deep state made a real quick call to Forbes, and suddenly your column is canceled for telling the truth.
And it was the truth, because Fauci has reported 2 weeks later in the Washington Post, he goes back to his agency at the National Institutes of Health, and he tells the assembled, he shocks all the staff, he says, well, maybe the U.S. Senator has a point. maybe my finances are supposed to be public knowledge, but maybe they're harder to access than we think. And so, of course, yeah, they're really hard to access. Like, we had to sue them, slow walking all the production and then heavily redacting it. Thanks to U.S. Senator Roger Marshall, we eventually got it all. And then, to answer your question, we proved how Fauci profited during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. First of all, his net worth increased from $7.6 million at the start of 2019 to $12.6 million at the end of 2021. Ooh. So the pandemic years were extremely good for Fauci's net worth. It went up by $5 million. The drivers to that were his income.
Mm-hmm.
They were his investment gains and his third-party paid royalties.
I was going to say,
part of that royalty stream was the million-dollar payment from a foreign nonprofit, an award approved by his employer, the National Institutes of Health, $1 million expressly given to Fauci for speaking truth to power during the Trump years and for defending science during the Trump years. And that'll flummox a lot of people.
Wow. It really makes you wonder when the scientific community circles its wagons like this, when the public sentiment would disagree with that assessment. Is that a fair statement?
Well, we've all been treated to every single flip-flop in terms of policy. We'll break some news right here on the program. You know, Fauci's gotten a lot of heat for saying no masks, one mask, two masks, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
While he was telling all of us no masks in February of 2020, he got a briefing. We noticed this on his calendar because we had to sue for that. We got production of his hour-by-hour calendar from November 1st of 2019 through March 31st of 2020, so 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
In February of 2020, when the pandemic is starting to break here in the States, Fauci gets a briefing from the Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, on PPE, the personal protective equipment. And we saw that on the calendar. We filed a request, and we got the documents on how he was briefed.
Mm-hmm.
They were telling him that if anybody was around a COVID-positive patient, you had to wear a respirator. Fauci goes out and tells the American people, you don't even have to wear a mask.
Oh, wow.
That's what we determined from the production of that FOIA.
Mm-hmm. Adam, what about is the origination of COVID, does that fall under any purview whatsoever from Dr. Fauci? Because he seems to be all over the place on that as well. I'm maybe pleading plausible deniability in that. And as you and I have discussed before, Dr. Fauci had a team. I mean, he helped build that Wuhan laboratory against Barack Obama's directive, which that's quite interesting. I mean, he's his own person unto himself, a public figure paid with tax money. And when the president, the commander in chief, tells him not to do something, he goes ahead and does it anyway. And then afterwards, when they realized, the reports that we received was that he had representatives there in China at Wuhan, and they came back with a report that said, you know, these guys scare us. They seem a bit reckless. This is my language, not the specific language that was put in the directive. And for Dr. Fauci to seem so unaware when the outbreak of COVID came about, its origin and other things, I mean, you almost wish you could have been in the room at the time when he was giving counsel to then Donald Trump.
Well, Fauci was essentially unreviewable, even by two presidents, Obama and Trump, protected and unaccountable. So I think required reading is the Washington Post investigation of gain of function.
Mm.
Did Fauci and Collins, Francis Collins was the former director of the National Institutes of Health, did Fauci and Collins fund gain of function? So the Washington Post did a deep dive, and they found that over the course of an eight-year period, their words, their definition of gain of function, that they put at least $40 million into 48 studies of gain of function. And so Fauci and Collins were able to change definitions and twist language to get around the gain of function ban from Barack Obama and from President Trump.
Exactly. And, of course, this made for interesting television when he was being, interrogated. It wasn't really, he was just being questioned by Rand Paul. We got about 30 seconds left here on this break. Go ahead.
Yeah, he said he didn't fund it when under question from Rand Paul, I believe. So, So required reading should be the Washington Post story. It's entitled Science in the Shadows, and it details very specifically how Fauci and Collins funded gain-of-function.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Adam after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
After the- the top of the hour, a conversation with Adam Angieski, the founder of OpenTheBooks.com, author of Operation Drain the Swamp, as we review. And as you can tell, there is so much to cover here. We're going to do the best we can to review the highlights of what Open the Books has done on behalf of the American people. So just to put a bow around the Anthony Fauci report here, Adam, summarize where we are and what's next. Anthony Fauci is heading for the exit, supposedly, right?
Yeah, he's supposed to retire here at the end of the year. So here's what the record shows. Dr. Anthony Fauci, he was the number one most highly compensated federal bureaucrat. He made $480,000 this year. He out-earned the president, four-star generals in the United States military, and 4.3 million of his colleagues. We broke that story in January of 2021. The second point, Mrs. Fauci, Christine Grady, she out-earns the vice president. She made $230,000 plus this year. She's actually the chief bioethicist at Fauci's employer, the National Institutes of Health. Point number three, when Fauci retires here at the end of the year, he's going to retire on the largest golden parachute retirement pension payout in federal government history. We estimate that his first-year pension will be $375,000 just in his first year. Now, all of this information, Bill, we didn't get from Fauci's employer, the National Institutes of Health. We had to file requests with other agencies just to compile that. The NIH has really, they've really not been responsive outside of our federal lawsuits to our Freedom of Information Act request.
Exactly. Right.
That's an outrage.
Without a doubt. And also, you got Fauci's royalties that will come into play. You said there's a royalty payment stream, what, in excess of $300 million?
So the big Fauci royalty payment stream was the million-dollar prize from the foreign nonprofit that his agency allowed him to accept in 2021. So the third party paid royalties from, say, pharmaceutical companies to Anthony Fauci. We think those are probably small, but here's the deal. Anthony, a lot of scientists at the National Institutes of Health, Allergies and Infectious Diseases, a lot of the scientists around Dr. Anthony Fauci are getting a lot of third party paid royalties. We don't think Fauci himself is profiting to a great degree from those royalties, but everyone around him in the entire NIH complex certainly is. So we had to file a federal lawsuit. We got 3,000 pages of line-by-line production over the last decade, and here's what we found. $325 million in that decade flowed from third-party payers, think pharmaceutical companies, to 2,405 NIH scientists, its leaders, and the agency itself. So every single year, NIH was doling out $30 billion to the entire healthcare complex across the country. Now we know coming back through the other door was a hidden secret payment stream, $325 million, enriching the agency, its leaders, and 2,405 of its scientists.
Now, let me ask you this. This may be a bit naive here, but with that kind of money feeding these scientists, something tells me that the information that we were getting from the scientific community is very biased and prejudiced and calculated.
Well, you know, during the pandemic, I think all of us got the feeling that big government was very close to big pharma. Mm-hmm. And because of our work here at OpenTheBooks.com on these third-party paid royalties and our legal counsel, Judicial Watch, who helped us break open the complex, we now know just how close they were. I mean, incredibly, over 10 years, hundreds of millions of dollars, $325 million flowed from the industry to the agency, its leaders, and its scientists. Mm-hmm. You've got the acting director of the National Cancer Institute. He is one of the top royalty receivers. So when our report broke in May, immediately, 36 hours later, at the House Appropriations hearing, this is where NIH was going for their budget. Mm-hmm. They had to participate in hearings, and John Molinaro, the Republican congressman from Michigan, had the acting director of NIH, Lawrence Tabak, in the hearing for 5 minutes and on our issue of third-party paid royalties. And finally, at minute three, Tabak admitted that, yes, every single payment has the appearance of a conflict of interest, but trust us, We have firewalls.
I mean, of course they do.
Laughable.
Hey, look at, I mean, anybody would want to be one of those scientists, right? If you're in that cabal and you've got that kind of money flying around, who wouldn't want to be party to that? And of course, you know that everything that the scientist does and everything that, you know, the NIH and Dr. Fauci has taught us is that you will hold the party line. If you don't, you're not going to get funded.
And they're still holding the party line, Bill, because I'm going to tell you what we can't see. I can tell you the top line numbers. We know $325 million flowed over 10 years. I know the scientists that received the royalty, and we can count their names, 2,405. I can't tell you who paid the royalty. $325 million, and they will not disclose a single payer. They redacted the names of, say, the pharmaceutical company who made the payment. They've also redacted the license number and invention. So the government-funded scientist and a government-funded lab invented something, and they won't tell us what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting payments from the private sector, and they won't tell us who's making the payment. And they also redacted, blacked out, the individual payment to the scientist.
Right.
So Fauci, he is getting royalty, but I don't know the amount.
You don't know the amount, and you don't know You don't know the amount or the pharmaceutical that could be associated with that amount that could be considered to say, whoa, there was a conflict of interest. And, you know, for example, remdesivir, a lot of controversy over remdesivir. Do we know who got that money and who was incentivized to push remdesivir on COVID patients?
So all of this is still being hidden by NIH.
Mm-hmm.
They produced this heavily redacted database. And that's why Rand Paul in the U.S. Senate has said he's not going to rest until he sees every line. He's going to try to, you know, if he would have been in the majority, he would have subpoenaed it.
Mm-hmm.
He's written oversight letters to NIH asking for the unredacted database. Those have been ignored from
right.
a sitting U.S. senator on Homeland Security with four of his other Republican colleagues signing off on that letter. It has the force of law.
Right.
They refuse to even answer the question.
There's just something so wrong when, you know, the people's representatives cannot get the answers that they're supposed to get. But that seems to be more the norm, particularly in this administration. I mean, there's been slow walking from day one. That's been going on for decades. But to flat out ignore and to just flat out break the law is unbelievable. I mean, the nerve of these bureaucrats anymore, because the last time I checked, this all belongs to the people, does it not, Adam? Or supposed to?
Well, yeah, it is supposed to, but you have unelected bureaucrats in the state machinery that feel that they can just wait out the people's representatives. And that's what's going on. Like we've detailed an NIH strategy to use expensive taxpayer-paid litigation to slow walk any production of documents. When they do finally produce it subject to a court order, they heavily redact it.
Uh-huh.
To keep going back to the judge to try to get things unredacted, it's an expensive and painfully slow process.
Right.
I just want to give kudos to our legal partner, Judicial Watch, again.
Mm-hmm.
They helped us punch above our weight and hold Dr. Anthony Fauci and the National Institutes of Health accountable when they flat out ignored our Freedom of Information Act request.
Adam, what about this bureaucracy immunity that runs rapid within, you know, within the government, in Congress, and these other bureaucratic institutions?
Yeah, I mean, look, Congress needs to reassert itself in the oversight of the executive branch.
Mm-hmm.
Period. End of story. Like, Congress is such a de minimis player anymore that the transfer of power has gone to the unelected administrative state. And that you know, Dr. Anthony Fauci represents the pinnacle moment for the administrative state.
This is incredible. And we're reviewing this past year with Open the Books founder Adam Andrzejewski. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more. Stay with us.
Indeed. individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA News Update. Gunmen armed with AK-47 rifles have abducted 32 people from a train station in Nigeria's South Edo State Monday morning. The attack in Africa's most populous country has the government reporting one of those kidnapped has already escaped. As democracy played out in Washington, D.C., California Representative Kevin McCarthy finally worked his way into the House Speaker role Friday night into Saturday morning.
With love for this country and charity for each other, let us now take our oath and be worthy of the office on which we are about to enter. God bless everybody in this chamber, and God bless America.
The House will begin debate Monday on the rules package. It includes a resolution establishing a House Select Committee on the weaponization of the federal government. A nurses' strike in New York State has been averted as the New York State Nurses Association settled its contract disputes with two major hospitals. Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Back with the America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Adam Andrzejewski, the founder of OpenTheBooks.com, author of Operation Drain the Swamp, continues. As we look back and recap the year as best we can, there's so much information, so many great things that Adam and the team, along with their partners, like partners at Judicial Watch, you know, who have been on with us separately, they have fought for, you know, for information and fought for holding our government accountable. I mean, it's our money, our government. And boy, I'll tell you, these bureaucrats, they have they've carved out, you know, quite a piece of the rock for themselves at our expense. Adam, let's talk about California. I know you were especially excited for all the hard work. You were finally able to get your hands on California's state checkbook for the first time in history.
Well, it was a knockdown, drag-out, decades-long dogfight. To simply open the line-by-line spending in the Golden State. Mm-hmm. So we started this 10 years ago with Comptroller John Chang, and he rejected our request. Incredibly, he said that, quote-unquote, he couldn't locate any of the 50 million bills he paid that year.
Oh, wow.
It was an undue burden on his office to go look. And this was parroted by the next California Comptroller, Betty Yee.
She said, what kind of audacity to say that? I mean, that is the most ridiculous thing that anybody could say, but this just shows you the hubris of the bureaucracy, right?
It is ridiculous, Bill. I mean, If you can make the payment, you can track the payment. The other 49 states could do it for the last decade. In the, you know, home to Silicon Valley, California was claiming they could do it. It was patently ridiculous. It always was. So we sued them.
The home and headquarters for QuickBooks, by the way, you know, run a simple accounting business and software program that, you know, California could have utilized, I guess. But maybe they did. We'll never know. Right?
Bill, they had spent $1 billion
wow.
to produce the California state checkbook since 2005. And they were still claiming that they were unsuccessful after $1 billion. Now, I can tell you this. At OpenTheBooks.com, we host the federal government checkbook all the way back to the year 2001.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we host 50 out of 50 states going back a decade. We host the checkbooks of 15,000 municipalities and the salaries and pension records of 25 million public employees. We have an annual budget of $3 million. California claimed they couldn't produce a state checkbook after spending $1 billion. Are you kidding me?
Exactly. Well, again, just some more government waste here. So where are we at? Where are we now with California's checkbook?
We sued them. The judge actually bought their line. We didn't get a single transaction. We were pretty disappointed in that. That was the first transparency lawsuit we ever lost. So we pivoted to Plan B this spring. We filed 442 sunshine requests in California with every single state agency. Those agencies follow the law. They produce their line-by-line spending. We compiled the state of California checkbook like a jigsaw puzzle, and we did what the governor, the controller, the attorney general, the state judge, the lawmakers, the state bureaucrats refused to do. We at OpenTheBooks.com, we opened the books on the California line-by-line state expenditures for the first time in history.
So did you send them a bill for 50%? You say, look at, it didn't even count, it cost us $1 billion, but, you know, send us $500 million, we'll call it a day. We did your work for you, right?
No, we just turned around and we gave Governor Gavin Newsom some oversight.
Yes.
We wanted to know whether or not the governor participated in the highly unethical practice of soliciting state vendors for campaign cash. So he took his...
Adam, come on, that never happens. Come on, we know better than that, right?
He took his campaign donor disclosures, we matched it up with the state checkbook, and we found that he solicited 1,000 state vendors for over $10 million worth of campaign donations, and just in 1 year, because we only have 1 year of the state checkbook, those 1,000 vendors received, incredibly, $6.2 billion.
Wow.
I mean, it's amazing. Again, hubris of these people.
Right.
Governor Newsom, if you think about this, Bill, he's pioneered the public financing of his campaign.
Exactly. Well, are you surprised? I mean, this is the stuff that comes out of the file drawer of his relative, Nancy Pelosi. You know, quid pro quo. I mean, these are the experts of quid pro quo. Why not?
Yeah, everything's at arm's length. Nothing is illegal, but the pattern certainly is troubling, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's troubling over at his wife's charity. So, you know, I mean, think about this. The Clinton, at least they had the courtesy to set up the Clinton Foundation in the waning days of the presidency. Not so with the Newsoms. As soon as he starts running for governor, lieutenant governor, she opens up her own charity. And we've proved that while he was soliciting state vendors for campaign cash, Jennifer Siebel Newsom, the governor's wife, she's soliciting state vendors for her public charity, the Representation Project. Okay. So, I mean, there's a lot more to come in 2023 as we build all of those stories out.
Well, at least she's not creating art and selling it for some incredible amount of money. But, hey, I mean, anything's possible, right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, you know. That's the one thing about the bureaucrats. They're creative. Well, you know, they know the laws. They know how to circumvent this stuff. And they're taking full advantage of, you know, the people's trust. And, you know, at some point, Adam, something's got to explode to finally say, you know, where the American people go, enough of this stealing of the assets of the American people that are filling your own pockets. I mean, you know, we continually look at, you know, supposedly public officials, servants of the people who come in and they're worth X, but by the time they leave, they're worth, you know, 5-10 times X. The whole bureaucracy, very, very good to supposedly the servants of the people.
Well, and Jennifer Siebel Newsom out of her charity since 2012, and I'm just going on memory, but she's taken $1.5 million worth of salary, and then $1.6 million has been paid out to her for-profit company, Girls Entertainment, from the public charity after she solicited state vendors for donations to the charity. So, yeah,
Girls Entertainment, what do they do? TikTok, social media drops, or what do you mean, Girls Entertainment? What does she do?
She creates films, and I believe Girls Club Entertainment is a film distributor. So, and that's on the for-profit side of her tax return. So yeah, there's a lot more to come in 2023 as we unpack the Newsoms, both Gavin and his wife Jennifer Siebel.
Let's talk about Illinois. Why is Illinois in trouble?
Because it's the Super Bowl of corruption.
Yeah.
And there's 133,000 public employees in our data at OpenTheBooks.com that receive an annual salary or retirement pension north of $100,000 a year. You can be a Chicago bus driver and make up $244,000 in cash compensation alone.
Wow.
Now, think about this. The Illinois K-12 public schools, they should be turning out amazing students, Bill. There are 43,000 six-figure educators. 26,000 of them are making $100,000, and they're currently employed in the classroom. And then there's 17,000 of them retired on six-figure pensions.
Wow.
The only problem is none of the students are doing well. Only 30% of the students are reading at grade level, and only 29% of the students are doing math at grade level. The schools, they don't get an F. They get a zero. But everybody working for the public schools, 43,000 six-figure employees or retirees. It is a moral outrage.
Could you imagine the White Sox would be paying their manager to be a loser? We don't want you to win games. Just lose. And you lose, and we're going to pay you just an ungodly amount of money. And we'll just keep that going. I mean, that's just it just defies the raw principles of the American idea, this level of incompetency. Adam, what are they going to do? I mean, already you've got, I think it's estimated well over 1 million kids have left public education just in this past year. What are they going to do if there is a mass exodus out of public education? I mean, the whole institution, public education en masse, is going to be in serious trouble.
Yeah, I mean,
and they should be.
The lack.
I'll tell you what. Let's pick it up on the other side. We've got a break to go to. We've got more from Adam Andrzejewski after this. Stay with us.
Every day we invest in what matters to us, from coffee to a stick of gum to drive-thru. Netflix or iTunes, Amazon Prime, they bring us a sense of joy and value to our lives. It also matters that we have a country to save and the next generation to protect. Bill Martinez Live has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. And advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled not to advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with Bill Martinez Live this coming year? Your return on investment is unique, in-depth analysis of the cultural issues that matter most. Issues of faith, movies, entertainment, geared to expand your awareness and motivate you to go deeper into these important topics so you can own your knowledge and exercise your critical thinking in order to bring reason back to the public square. Your one-time gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of BML Live. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of Bill Martinez Live would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in with $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Every gift, your gift of any size, matters. Visit BillMartinezShow.com to gift. BillMartinezShow.com. And thank you.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Back with you. Thank you for joining us. I'm Bill Martinez. Adam Andrzejewski from Open the Books as we review the year 2022. Adam, as we were saying, you know, if the school system collapses, I mean, you cannot continue with this level of incompetency, especially for all the money that we're investing in, and not to mention, you know, the cultural indoctrinational war that's going on in public schools. I mean, this is a train wreck that's going to crash, and it's going to be, hard felt by all these, employees in the public education system, don't you think?
Yeah, you cannot educate children in the classroom if you're funding a massive education bureaucracy. And clearly in Illinois, the declining test scores and rising property taxes illustrate that point. And then you've got just odd and absolutely crazy ideologies being taught to students nowadays, and other odd policies. Like in Illinois, there are reports right now of schools installing tampon dispensers in the boys' bathrooms.
Oh, well.
I mean, this is just odd yeah. policy. And, you know, I think the attrition from public schools to private schools, charter schools, is only going to continue. Homeschool. Cool.
You know, that would seem to be the obvious offing. It's already, there's indications that that is the case. We'll see, how that continues to develop. Let's talk about the government's war on transparency, if you would.
Well, we believe transparency revolutionizes United States public policy and politics. And our founders knew the power of transparency. They wrote it into the Constitution. It's Article 1, Section 9. It states that a regular statement and account of the receipts and expenditures of all public money shall be published from time to time. And there's a clear interpretation, Bill. Post every dime online in real time. Open the books. Mm-hmm. It's powerful. And all the stories we're talking about, bureaucrats and politicians, they hate these stories. Governor Newsom hates transparency
exactly.
out in California
mm-hmm.
because it's how you hold them accountable. So So there's a war at every level, and it's bipartisan against transparency. And we put up in September, full-page ad in the Wall Street Journal, in Section A National. We detailed out government's war on transparency. I'm going to walk you through some examples. So the Biden administration, they redact 350,000 names from the federal executive agency payroll. Under Obama, they only redacted 2,300 names.
Wow.
There's $30 billion today of federal payroll hidden in the swamp that we don't know who is receiving this. We don't know who is employed anymore in amongst 350,000 federal employees within the federal executive agencies.
How can that be tolerable?
Well, it's not. We're gonna sue them for it.
Yeah.
We can't let this rest.
Right.
The Federal Reserve says they admit they've got 23,000 employees, and they provided a responsive record of about 360 of them. That's it.
Wow.
They actually said on their response, they said that the privacy interest of the rest of the employees outweighs the public interest for you guys to receive them, so we're going to withhold them. And we vehemently disagree. They're paid for by taxpayers, and obviously the Federal Reserve, during a period of inflation and recession, there's probably no federal agency that has as much power as they do over the economy.
Mm-hmm. Wow. But you say exactly right. It is a war on transparency. The government's doing everything they can to block this information from the taxpaying American people.
Well, and to continue with the Federal Reserve, we wanted to audit them. And we realized we didn't have to wait for Congress to act to audit the Fed.
Mm-hmm.
We could do it as a citizen, as a watchdog organization, just like we audit any other state or locality,
mm-hmm.
federal agency, we could audit the Fed. So we filed a Freedom of Information Act request for the Federal Reserve's checkbook. They rejected it. They said they don't have a checkbook.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what the corrupt states of California and Illinois said to us back in the day before we sued them and before we collected their checkbooks.
Mm-hmm. So what are they saying? I mean, here it is. Eventually, we end up getting the information. This is just a stall game. They're going to drag this out. And imagine, you know, they're talking to the other states that, you know, have either comported, you know, maybe initially, resisted. But then, you know, they have to comport by law.
Yeah, they, you know, but they test your will, their wallet. Mm. They don't want to be held accountable.
So of course
this
not.
Is an intermediate step. So the Federal Reserve actually said, they don't have a checkbook, but then they said something odd. They said, but if you have a vendor name, we'll run it through our database, which I responded.
Mm-hmm.
I said, to clarify, a copy of that database is what we're requesting.
Right.
And they refused to answer on the merits. They just kept repeating three times, if you have a vendor name, we'll run it through the database. So they just don't want to comply at the end of the day with the request.
Well, of course not. Let's switch over to PPP loans. Okay. $1.4 billion forgiven that were paid to the wealthiest law and accounting firms across America, the Open the Books reports. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a stunning investigation that we just launched, and we found that the top wealthiest law firms and accounting firms in the country, these are law firms and accounting firms ranked in their respective top 300, they collected $1.4 billion. So it was 126 law firms and 236 accounting firms. You got Ernst & Young, one of the big three accounting firms.
Oh, mm-hmm.
For their Guam location, they took a forgivable $750,000 forgiven PPP loan. So, Bill, you and I paid for that loan, and Ernst & Young, they've got 365,000 employees across the world and tens of billions of dollars worth of revenue every single year. They don't need taxpayer help.
What others? Point some more.
Well, David Boies, he's a Democratic fixture,
right,
at the federal and state level. Mm-hmm. He's got a law firm down in Florida, Boies, Schiller, Flexner.
Mm-hmm.
So there was 20,000 law firms across the country that soaked up $10 billion worth of PPP funds. And David Boies' law firm took the most. They were the number one largest recipient of PPP funds out of any law firm in the country, $10.14 million, according to the SBA database. And so we took a look at whether they needed the money. And in the pandemic years of 2020 and 2021, they actually billed their clients $500 million, $480 million. Their partners had average profit per partner of $4.5 million.
Wow.
And yet they advocated for over a year to get their loan forgiven so they wouldn't have to pay it back. So you and I would pay it for them.
Yes.
They were successful with that. They got their loan forgiven. Mm-hmm. So we ended up paying them $10.14 million.
Yeah. So I guess why worry about tuition loans, right? I mean, let's just put it all in the big bucket of, you know, the people getting fleeced once again. But here you've got these major companies, as you said. I think I can't remember the exact number for Paul Pelosi. Paul Pelosi was also the recipient of a forgiven PPP loan, his company, I believe, as well.
Yeah, I mean, the elites across the board game the system for personal gain. I mean, you've got, you know, the 22nd largest accounting firm, Withum, Smith & Brown. We showed that their revenues during the pandemic went through the roof. They disclosed in 2019 they were a $200 million company, and by the end of 2021 they were a $400 million company, and they took a $10 million forgiven PPP loan. But we also found a law firm that should be, you know, should be given kudos. So down in Nashville, Tennessee, there's an established law firm. The name of it is it's the Bass Law Firm down there in Nashville.
Right.
And at the height of the pandemic, when the fear was the most, in April of 2020, they took an $8.9 million PPP loan. Quickly, they realized they didn't need it. They gave the money back, and that's the way the system was supposed to work. But far too many of the big law firms, they advocated for forgiveness, and taxpayers ended up holding the bag.
Exactly. That's you were referring to Bass, Berry and Sims PLC. That law firm there, I just wanted to help you out a little bit because I know you were trying to remember exactly. But, yeah, a little bit like all law firms, they always have, you know, a couple of partner names involved with it. But, yeah, and I'm sure there were stories like that, Adam, where you had people of conscience and fairness that utilized the you know, the PPP, the way it was intended to be. I would just be curious, only because everything has become so partisan and political, how many of these people that received these PPP loans were, you know, Democrats over Republicans. Just curious, sidebar stuff you may not be aware of fully. But we've got about a minute and a half left, and I did want to cover this Los Alamos Club in China. You and I talked about this before. This is incredible. Break it down for our audience. About a minute left here.
Well, Strider Technologies, they did a report, and for the first time, they led transparency on the people, the places, and the things that Chinese-born scientists who had come to America are now working on back in China. And incredibly, they found a Los Alamos Club in China, not in our national lab in Los Alamos.
Right.
They found since 1989, there's 162 former scientists employed at our national lab at Los Alamos that aren't working here in America any longer. They're working on behalf of the People's Republic of China, the Chinese communists, building very sophisticated technologies such as deep earth penetrating missiles, hypersonic. They're working in hypersonics, jet engines, unmanned vehicles, like think super drones. So they're building these technologies in China on behalf of the communists. But we educated them here, Bill.
Yes, exactly.
We employed them.
They came here for the apprentice program here, all at our expense, no doubt. Where else can they go, or where can they go, Adam, for more information?
Well, come to openthebooks.com. When you get to our website, you'll be hit with a pop-up. Enter your email address. That puts you on our breaking news list.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters...